that a Jew should try and find his pleasure and his enjoyment from things that are connected to his relationship with Hashem, as opposed to looking for things that are out there in the Goyish world. Pam Sholi Yudi, a Jew once asked me, Mahu achasorin in Beshabbos Kodesh and in Ma'en be'iton koshu. What's wrong if on Shabbos I read a newspaper? It's about a shum kosher newspaper. That's my oinek Shabbos. No, what's wrong with reading a newspaper on Shabbos? I'm not about the adverts, I'm not talking about that.
Rabbi Milanovic
is also to read during the week.
Rabbi Milanovic is the Baruch Torah in the Chadash.
Did you hear that? He was like, what? Mishpacha's
asked
really during the week.
He's also, what if Mishpacha said? That's even also during the week. I don't know if there's a problem on Shabbos reading the Parsha of the Week in the newspaper. Body. I don't think that's a newspaper anymore.
Yeah.
Rav Pinkus once told us, he said to his son, if you want to read the Yated, but don't read the Torah in there. You want to read a newspaper because you're reading a newspaper, newspaper. Don't read the Torah in there. You want to learn Torah, so I've got to say, go learn Torah. Don't think that you're going to get your Torah from news. Make a half dollar between what a newspaper is. Think us. Told these children, if you're going to read a newspaper, skip the Torah parts. Skip the Torah parts, you know? So think us, told these kids, you're going to read the newspaper, don't read the Torah parts in there. Learn Torah from Torah. No, you learn Torah the newspaper. But you're right, I don't think we're talking about that. I don't think there's anything without your newspaper, because that's where your favorite Parsha of the Week, whatever, Milanowitz's Parsha of the Week's in the thing, and you read it, I don't think that's the problem. I think that's what you're talking about. You're talking about reading the newspaper.
Spending them in the bathroom at Sputter.
Yeah, that's probably, yeah. There's many more important things you could do in the bathroom as well. I know a guy who qualified psychology in the bathroom. That's where he did all his studying. It took him a few years, and eventually he was able to write all the exams just from the time he spent in the bathroom. You can do a lot of stuff. So that's where the Vilna Gaon became
Kramer's rule.
One of the famous mathematicians was through his bathroom stuff. Yeah. Okay. So what's wrong with reading a newspaper on Shabbos? Certainly not awesome. It's a tshuva nitin leazbir b'moshel. Moshel ma'ad avedoyne lechosin v'yom chuposel. Yeah, you can imagine the great wonderful day the chosin arrives at his chuppah. Humit karev al cheder yichud. You know, they're singing and dancing and towards the cheder yichud. The petah v'petah cheder yichud umavakesh mikaloso achadash shetirsho lo lain mat b'iton. Shlo ispik likro b'boket. They're coming to the yichud room. He says, Jumana, I just never got a chance to look in the newspaper. I just want to read the newspaper quickly. The korim kan choyse ikpatiut v'choyse anushiot. Well, it's also to read a newspaper in the Cheder Yichud. Show me anywhere where it says it's also to read a newspaper in the Cheder Yichud. But you understand, Paul, chase po mashu about understanding human relationships. Hadova mochir sha'enu machshiv es kaloso. The color, I'll tell you another thing, if the color would take out a Sefer Tehillim and start saying Tehillim, it's also not right. They'll sit there, he'll take out his Gemara and she'll take out Tehillim. It's also not what you're supposed to be doing in the Cheder Yichud. It's a total lack of appreciation of who you're in the room with and what the moment is. It's a complete zilzul in the relationship with Hashem. I'll give you another marshal. Your father comes to visit you on Shabbos. You haven't seen him for 6 months. You live in a different country, whatever. And he arrives on Shabbos and you sit at the Shabbos table and you open up a newspaper and you start reading the newspaper. He's come all the way from America to see you, and you spend the day, you don't talk to him because you're busy with the newspaper. He's gone. Muvan sheze zilzul gadol. That order was 1 minute of Kedusha Shabbos, yeah. There were people up there. There are people up there. The Meir Bidim, he sleeps during the week. Yeah, but I'm just saying, I don't sleep during the week. Yeah. the Baba Sali, they say, used to leave Yerushalayim on Shabbos before he moved to Netivot. He used to leave Yerushalayim on Shabbos. He couldn't be in Yerushalayim on Shabbos. He said that the Kedusha was too much. And then eventually left Yerushalayim. That's why he went to Netivot. He couldn't cope with the Kedusha on Shabbos.
Wow.
I'm great to them. See, I can't deal with the Kedusha.
Kishin, Yovid.
Shul Chai Ba'oifen Tmidim HaKodesh Baruch Hu. Loyal died to the people that studied. Someone who lives with an awareness that he's in a constant relationship with Hashem, he doesn't stop looking for other relationships. What happened in China and who bought what and who sold what and where this is and where this went and who's doing what. That's it. He's focusing on his relationship with Hashem. And obviously, the more you cut off these external things, the more space you make for that relationship for Hashem to happen. Keshen esuim chayv liyois bonui al ave al regesh val kirva ishit. Want to have a good marriage, it's got to be built on love and on emotions, on feelings, and on personal closeness. If they have a kirva, yudi she'enu chash bo'is ha'ava, yudi she'enu moida lekesh ashi shelo im boi ra'ilam. A person who doesn't acknowledge, recognize that love, that personal relationship he has with the boi ra'ilam, gamim yases kol ha'mitzvahs b'shleimus. He can do all the mitzvahs b'shleimus, b'diktu kalocha ad asof. Ilulu la'abed es muhusachai, but he could miss out on the ikka, the whole essence of what life is has been completely missed. Rakashe naide boifen boruk ha'ein lanu moko achel asogas tanuk emes, until he realizes and knows, and once again, as I mentioned many times, it's not going to happen overnight. Ki ein lanu moko achel asogas tanuk emes, you're not going to get proper tanuk anywhere else. Milvad Gaidi Viroi, except with your relationship with Hashem. Ashekiku Mamtakim, Loshain is here from Shir Ashirim. Rak Az Nuchol Litsu Keshe Ishi in Boi Roilam. Only then can you have a personal relationship with the Boi Roilam. Ula Tzitz Belibeinu Es Shalheva Sa'ava. And then you can ignite in your heart, our heart, this flame of love. That first has to be that realization.
You have a couple.
Shainu mushlamim ubeisam einu metafked b'tzura yale. They're not exactly the most well put together couple, and the house is not exactly managed the way it should be. Habal einu mefanes kareyes mishpachtoi. He doesn't make a proper panosa. Vilo aish einu doeges karey loichol lekvisa uletafked abayis. The house is always a mess. The kids don't have you see the kids come out the house, we're looking a little bit scruffy. Your food's never on time. The base shader is fader. The house is a balagat. Valadim oisim kakol aila rucham. The kids do whatever they want. Everyone's got a neighbor like this, yeah? Ulam dova echad yesh b'nei zug eilu v'goyrem ze mafil akol chesra noisam. They have one thing and it wipes out all these lacks. Shereres b'neiem ava v'achva. There's an enormous love this couple has for each other. V'aymu shorim. And they're enormously happy. The mikra zeh kol pshoim techase ava. All the pshoim, all the negativity is hidden by the love. Habayit mamshich liskayem v'lo ma'em esalav sakonas pirut. There's no danger of this marriage coming to an end. But it's a mess. Look at the kids. Look at the house. Makurepo. You're right. There's work to be done there. No one's saying that's the way it's supposed to be. But the marriage is safe because there's an enormous amount of love and simcha. Lumazois, bnei zug acherim. You all have a neighbor like this as well. They're ready for Pesach already. Bnei zug acherim she'etzlam sherim shilaton v'seida. Hamoyach sholet v'abayit metafked b'tzura meuleh. You can eat off the floors in this house. He's a balabos, she's a balabosta. The house is mamash. The kids go out of there like, mituptap, as they say. Shining. then a crease in the shirt. Mamish, mamish. You know? Ula, it's a leif chosser, but the atmosphere in the house is a little vinegary. Im ein sham ave ve ein tikshoret chiyuvim b'neiim. There's no communication, positive communication, there's no love. Hem chesorim es ha'ikah, they're missing the ikah. Ein kaman aseni chas v'chalila lamait b'chashivas v'diktukum kol prat v'maisa ha'mitzvahs. Chas v'chalila, we're not coming here to say that the mitzvahs are not important and you shouldn't be bedak between the mitzvahs and our performance isn't important. Avad, it's more and more important. Ulam al diktuk ze linvoya mema'ayna ave v'rotzen l'kaimus v'tzoyne shel ahuv v'shleimus. The cue of the mitzvahs is to flow from a wellspring of love that I have for Hashem, and that's why I'm doing the mitzvahs. Karchaim pnei adorim v'bayis yudi v'karchaim pnei adorim v'kesha ava sh'anu yoytzim v'boyre kol alom. So too in the house, and so into your relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you need performance and avadi you need relationship, but if you can only have one, everyone would take the relationship before the performance. Did he mention this here before? He was going to mention that those were the two Bat HaMikdoshim. The first Beis HaMikdash Ra was the problem. Shvichas Domim Gila, they weren't keeping the mitzvahs properly. But the enormous Avos Hashem, that's why they weren't keeping the mitzvahs properly. They thought Hashem loves them so much that you can get away with certain things. So they went into Golos for how long?
70 years.
Second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Why? They kept all the mitzvahs, but there was sinus chinam. You could only hate another Jew if you don't have a relationship with Hashem. If you love Hashem, you can't hate what he loves, and he loves Jews. So how can you have sinus chinam if you love Hashem? So there was enormous sinus chinam. They were dik to kalocha. They learned from the first Beis HaMikdash. The performance was mamash intact. It says they kept all the mitzvahs. What happens? The relationship wasn't intact. How long was that, Golos? I think we saw that earlier, yeah. Or we're going to see it later. Lozuch. Zuha izdamnut shi'ani klal aboyris b'ach b'doreinu. And this is the wonderful opportunity that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given this generation. Ve'yecholteinu lochir sh'anu chafotzim b'kesha nesuim imoy. We have the ability to prove to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we want a relationship with Him. נוכל לגלות להכיר כי הקלה חפצה בקרבס השם. We can reveal and prove to Hashem that me, the color, I want to be close to Hashem. ורצוין להזדבק אך ורק בקודש ברוך הוא בחוסן. And I only want to be with Hashem. I only want to be with the חוסן. לא אכפת לי anything else. כאשר נשכיל לפתח את הרגושת האהבה ונכיר כי אני קשורים עם הקודש ברוך הוא בקשר של אהבה. When we start opening up and we start understanding emotion, you have to daven for this as well. It doesn't come easy. You start recognizing that we have a bond with HaKadosh Baruch Hu of love. Sher Hashem hu oiv amo Yisrael. Hashem loves us. Ava rabba v'tonu. How much Hashem loves us? We don't feel it. You have to daven that you can feel it. You have to work at it. Kasher nichye im HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'cheid ha'yichud. When we live with Hashem in the cheid ha'yichud, niske lo'isa. Haftoche sheftichinu avinu malkeinu biyad nevi'a Yeshaya v'rastich li la'ilom v'rastich li b'tzedek v'mishta v'chet v'rachim v'rastich li b'emuna v'yedat es Hashem. That you put on tefillin, that's what you're doing. You're binding yourself to Hashem. When you're tying tefillin, you're tying yourself to Hashem. That's what you're doing. Ba'ava v'rastich li, our betrothed. It's lotion of betrothal. Avraham Avinu, who's there? Our image of Tovaya Zois Meitanu. Who's the Rebbe? Yeah, who's the Tovaya? Who's the one that did it? Kumakal Kakdodainu is hitting us on the head. Kaviyachu Voimelalu Emes. Atem Agishim Kilo Atem Abudim. In this generation, you feel like you lost. There's nothing left. Nothing left. Ganenet told my wife yesterday, she's the Ganenet of the Primachina class. She says, the difference between the kids last year to this year is unrecognizable. I mean, it's not understandable. The gap in the year, how much the kids have changed from one year to the next. In terms of chutzpah and in terms of efkairus in one year. We fill up with him, lost. אין לכם אומה, you feel like you got nothing. אולם עליכם להתחיל מהתחלה כמוני. Start from the beginning like Adits, says Avraham Avinu. התחלתי לבד, I started alone. בלי רב ומוירה, בלי שום סיר חיצוני. No external help. And not just that, he was immersed in Mem Teshari Tumu when he was born. He was a Ben Nida. באופן זה גם אתם כולכם רכוש את האמונה בקניין נצחי. The same way as I did it, and I'm a self-made man, and I discovered this for myself, so you too can as well. Im takiris atzmechem teidu mi atem beemes. You will start recognizing who you are, you'll come to know who you really are. Teidu ki atem kalosa v'reosa shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ulo'o ha'korazu tatzlichu v'nitmoided. If you realize what your relationship with is Hashem, and you understand who Hashem is to you, and who you are to Hashem, you'll have everything you'll need to mitmoded. אם המתנקלים לרוכנוסיכם ולהפיל בנהד לרמות נסויס, you'll be able to achieve enormously high spiritual levels. But we need to come to this Akora. We need to come to this Akora. We live in a generation of what's called Hesterponim. Hesterponim, from Churban Bais Rishon, there was a Hesterponim. What is Hesterponim? It means we don't see the Ashgocha Pratis in the Bria. Before Churban Rishon, when something happened, you knew what happened. There was no rain, because we were doing a virus. So what do? You take a second tinus, it tells you exactly what to do. And we know all the stories. They did it, and it started, the rain came. You knew exactly what, you saw exactly what you were doing and what the response from the Boira Elam was. And you knew that the response was because of you and because of Klal Yisrael and because of nothing else. After Churban Bais Rishon, you can only achieve that through hard work. It's not automatic. To see the Yad Hashem in the Bria today requires work. If you walk through the world not thinking about it, you won't notice there goes Balkans running the world. It takes constant effort, constant effort.
Why did it take 1600 years for God to think,
rolled out there was such a moment as a hunger before I
could read that? I'm not sure what you want to say.
I think the question is, why was it necessary to prove what they were already living with? Why did Hashem have to put a Darwin in the world to come and make it easier for people not to believe in Hashem? Most of them weren't believing in Hashem anyway. They were speaking about it, they spoke about it, but none of them were recognizing. I don't know. You're right. I don't know enough about it. You're right. The fact that it was a Darwin came into the world has something to do with us. Darwin didn't come into the world, Haman didn't come into the world, stump. There was a Haman in the world. If there's a Darwin in the world, it means we need to do something. We have to respond to that, because that apicosis, that tree in the world, is a response to us. You need a big person to tell you what. Oh, could be just to balance out the Bechira. Oh, could be. Yeah. So the question is, how come the scientists are still apikosim? The biggest pella, the biggest nice of the... Look, we see that by Yisro as well. We see that by Yisro as well. Heard from Rav Yaakov Weinberg Zatzal. He saw it in the Reader's Digest. Times we could start on it today, but in there was still a time where you could read Reader's Digest. I don't have to go to Reader's Digest. This guy wrote an article saying that after the founding of the State of Israel, right, people 50 years, 60 years later will read about the founding of the State of Israel. They'll say this had to be miraculous. There's no ways it was miracles. There's no ways that a broken remnant that crawled out of the Holocaust and arrived here and were attacked by all the Arab nations, okay, and prevailed. There has to be a miracle. It has to be a miracle. That's what people in 50 years' time will say. But we were there, we saw there were no miracles. It was a war, we fought a war, we won. He said that's the same by Kriyas Yam Suf. 1,000 years after Kriyas Yam Suf, you'll look at it and you'll say, what happened? There had to be miracles. There's no way something like that could have happened with miracles. But the people there, they didn't see any miracles. But we couldn't understand what happened there the same way as we couldn't understand what happened in 1948. So we made up a story like this. So listen to what this guy's saying. Listen to what this guy's saying. He's saying that the only way this could happen was with miracles. There's no way you can understand it, and therefore there were no miracles. That's exactly what this guy's writing. Rabbi Yaakov said that's what he read in this Reader's Digest. He was coming to answer the question, how come it is that the greatest scientists today that are seeing this unbelievable, that the lotion they use is mystical. The lotion they describe their universe is it sounds like they're learning Kabbalah. It sounds like they're Buddhists or whatever. It's mamash mystical lotion. That's what they're talking about. They're seeing the reality, and the whole materai in the world is to cover up the truth. That's what they're doing. They're out there hiding the truth. It's hard to understand where the disconnect comes from. So he said, yeah, you see it. Look how clear you see this. This guy's telling you that in 100 years' time, people will think about 1948 and 67 or whatever, and they'll tell you it couldn't have happened without miracles. But we were there. We saw there are no miracles. So the guy's talking about miracles. There's no way to explain it without miracles. But we know there were no miracles. Those haste. You understand how twisted a person gets if he doesn't want to see the truth? With such a near person who wants to see the truth? For goodness sake, just open your eyes. Darwin himself said that the human eye disproves his theory. That unpublished that line.
He did say that?
Yes. Darwin said that the only problem he has with his theory is the human eye could never have evolved. There's nothing that could have evolved, but I'm just saying what he said. Panda bears needed bamboo before they could survive. You know, what were pandas eating until bamboo took 50 billion years to evolve? The whole thing's ridiculous. We know that it is, but it's not that it's ridiculous. It's what's more ridiculous and what's a bigger nace, yeah, is that people saw Yam Suf. Why was it only Yisro that came? They didn't just see it, they saw it and they trembled. Read Shiras Hayam. They saw it, they understood it, they trembled, they were petrified. And they all went home and Yisro came. Well, my nafkumina poor. How come one understood and saw and others? What's that? Yes, Bechira, you have Bechira. Who's going to walk outside and see a world and see a world? You can walk outside and you can see Yad Hashem all the time, but you have to work at seeing Yad Hashem. It doesn't happen automatically. It'll only be automatically. You go outside, you don't go, wow, look at Hashem, thank you. Oh, you know, yeah. Now you feel proper Hashem. You go, you have to work it. It doesn't come free anymore. It has to be earned. We're going to prove this idea that there needs to be relationship before performance. We'll prove it from a Mfusha Locha, from a Mfusha Gemara, Metz Hashem tomorrow. It's 10 o'clock, we'll stop. This one a lot, when you're dealing with FFBs and you're dealing with the full world, this chapter is more powerful. You try and sell this to people, they don't want to buy into it. You show them it's halacha mufereshes, and they can't argue with you. The bottom mufereshes, it's halacha mufereshes. That without this avos Hashem, okay, your kima mitzvahs, the Torah itself doesn't want it. It's a question in the Gemara. The Gemara is a question. What comes first? In the Gemara of Paskins, this comes first. If it comes first, it means there has to be a time where you don't have the performance, where you have this.
Creation works if you have somebody above manipulating. But if you don't have somebody, if it's a random creation, it doesn't work. But a controlled creation could. So if you have a Hashem who's making the things work, and he's like changing things, then you can do it out of sequence. Like a person building a car.